How are you? This is exciting to be here tonight in Bloomington, Indiana. You know, the first year I had a sitcom, they set the show in Bloomington, Indiana. And when they first said, we're going to be in Bloomington, and I said, why? And they said, well, we don't want the show to be too Southern. I said, has anybody heard me talk? But they said the great thing about Bloomington, and I agree with them, they said it's kind of an all-American city. So tonight, when we drove in, we drove past the College Books Adult Bookstore over here. Never did feature that in one of the episodes on the TV show, as I recall. It's kind of a weird combination, College Books Adult Bookstore. Somebody's sitting around going, you know, I need a book on trigonometry and an inflatable doll, but I don't want to make two stops. I need a protractor and some velvet handcuffs. Where can I go? And they're open 24 hours, the sign said. That's nice to know. Not only can you buy dirty books, you can get the Cliff Notes as well. I mean, they... But I love seeing things like that on the road. That's what makes this so fun to me, is being out on the road and seeing things and meeting people. A couple weeks ago, we were in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And we flew into the Poplar Bluff International Airport there. And this is the littlest airport I've ever been to in my entire life. I've never seen a terminal where they sell oats by the scoop. There is one person that works at the Poplar Bluff International Airport. And the guy came up to me, and he wanted an autograph, and he was wearing a work shirt, you know, had the name right there on the pocket. And he said, do you mind signing this? And I was being a little bit smart aleck. I said, yeah, don't tell me. You want me to sign it to Mike? And he said, nope, to Bob. This ain't my shirt. So I wrote, to Bob, if you wear somebody else's work shirt, you might be a redneck. Not long ago, we're up in the UP, up in Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, and I wasn't even sure where we were. I don't know if anybody's from Michigan, but whenever you ask somebody in Michigan, now, where are we? They always got to hold up their hand to show you. Because apparently the state of Michigan is shaped like a hand. I'm like, okay, if this is Michigan, then you're like right here, right by this finger, right here. I'm like, thank God y'all aren't from Florida. Miami? No, I believe you. I believe you. But there wasn't a whole lot out there in the UP in Michigan. I asked him, I said, what do you do for entertainment when I'm not here? And the guy from the radio station said, he said, every year we have a big buck contest up here. I said, a big what contest? He said, oh, we got a big buck contest. A big buck contest, big deer contest. I thought he was saying big butt contest. I was going to fly back up to see that. People showing up at the radio station. I have brought my sister and my mother-in-law, and I don't know what you're giving away, but we have won it here today, buddy. Mama, take that tag stolen sign off the back of your shorts there. See and hear all kinds of stuff on the road.